comment on Winston Churchill's relations with his father is that which he made to his own son Randolph, when that Randolph was 26. They had a long, and maybe fairly alcoholic, dinner together, alone at Chartwell. Towards the end, Churchill said,
"We have this evening had a longer period of continuous conversation together than the total which I ever had with my father in the whole course of his life."
When Lord Randolph died, at the age of only 46, the main legacy that he left to his elder son, there was very little money, was a desire to cut a figure, accompanied by a conviction that he too was likely to die young, and that he had therefore better be quick about it. This was Winston Churchill's somewhat doubtful provenance. At Harrow, he was certainly not a natural classicist, nor did he balance this deficiency with being a natural mathematician. But he loved narrative history, and he had exceptional aptitude for the use of the English language. This was perceived and appreciated by the more intelligent of his teachers. They may not have recognized his potential ability to compose some of the most resonant speeches in the history of the language, but they did recognize that there was something unusual in him.